One of the new products released here at SEMA 2022 is Haltech's brand new R3 ECU. Now, this follows on from the R5 that was released a little while ago, which is a larger ECU.
Welcome to High Performance Academy's Tuned In Field Report podcast series. In these special midweek episodes, we look back through our archives to find the best conversations we've had through years worth of attending the best automotive events across the globe. We've pulled the audio from these tech-filled interviews with some of the industry's most well-known figures and presented it in podcast format for you to enjoy as a quick hit of insider knowledge.
The R3, Anthony, let's talk about what it is and what it isn't. And let's start with the number of cylinders it's really designed to drive here. What sort of engine would you choose the R3 for?
Yes, Andre. So the R3 is actually suited for up to an 8-cylinder. So this would be great for our LS guys and even our JZ guys, our RB guys. Remember, it's up to an 8-cylinder. So this could be used on a K24 with stage injection or a 4G63 with stage injection. There's still 8 injectors at play here.
So you've got 8 injector and 8 ignition drive, so you can run that 8-cylinder engine direct fire and sequential injection.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the point. Yep.
Okay. In terms of the big sort of difference with the R5 when that was released is that it's the only ECU, at least that I'm aware of, that incorporates a power distribution module, distribution unit, whatever you want to call it, as well as the ECU all in the one package. You've carried this on with the R3. It's a little bit tamed down. So what have we got there?
Yes, so you're completely right. The R3 is turned down as far as the amount of output control, which we just covered, but as well as on the PDM side, we're able to retain the 4 25 amp outputs, and that's going to control your fuel pumps, your cooling fans. You could do starter control as well, but what we really lose here are the 8 amp outputs that the R5 had. So the R3 still has the double H bridge, so we actually have 4 8 amp outputs if the H bridges are not being used. But in cars that are going to be a single throttle or single driver wire throttle body, they'll use at least 2 of the H bridges, leaving 2 available as 8 amp outputs.
All right. So just to clarify there, you've got the 4 dedicated 25 amp outputs. So really this can be a hub for complete control power wise of the engine. It's not going to control your whole car, but then this is where it gets a little bit of a gray area. You've got the 8 half bridge outputs.
Yes.
And if you're not using those for engine functions, such as you mentioned there, drive-by-wire throttle, which would use up 2 of them, you can use any unused and function them as a normal power supply output up to 8 amps, correct?
Correct. You got it. Yep. That's
okay. Just wanted to clarify that.
Do you want to take your car knowledge game to the next level? Join us in the next free lesson at hpacademy.com/free and start developing your own skills today.
All right. Other elements of this particular ECU. How about wideband control?
Yeah, so that's a really big thing because every customer in the past always had to buy a wideband controller after the fact or when they purchased their ECU. So with the R3, just like how the R5 had, it had dual wideband input. So with the R3, we have a single wideband input, which will still allow the customer, if they have a V-Bank engine, to purchase a secondary wideband just as they would with the module in the past.
To be clear, this is on board. You wire the sensor to the ECU. This isn't needing an external CAN-based controller, correct?
Yes, correct. The one onboard wideband sensor available for the R3, you would just wire the 6-pin O2 sensor to the ECU itself.
Okay, in terms of logging capabilities, what's the R3 got available there?
The R3 has 128 megabyte onboard data logging memory. It is slimmed down from the 512 megabyte data on the R5, so we did have to trim some of that down.
All right, this is a new product that you are just debuting here at SEMA. Is it available for public launch yet, or is there still a little bit of work to go before it's available to purchase?
It's still a little bit of work before it's available to purchase. We're hoping that it'll be available Q1 of 2023, so just a couple more months.
And if people do want to find out more about the product or get hold of a Haltech dealer to purchase one when they are available, where are they best to do so?
Please visit the website, haltech.com, or please talk to your local dealer.
Perfect. Thanks for your time, Anthony.
Thank you, Andre.
If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to leave us a review on whatever platform you've chosen to listen to it on. It goes a long way to helping us get the word out there. All these conversations and much more are also available in full on our High Performance Academy YouTube channel, so make sure you subscribe.